I would like to ask your attention for a moment to give you some more meditation instructions right now. We have done for several days now practice that belongs to the first segment of practice on the foundations of mindfulness concerned with the body, and we're going to add an element today. It is still the body, and particularly the breathing, that occupies us as the main practice. This is where I would like you to continue applying your awareness, and let the mind become more familiar with the breath, with its rhythm, its depth, its texture, its tone, with the softness or the smoothness of it, with the resistance of the body against that breath, to just briefly name those five qualities again. Right now, I'm also interested in you adding an element that is referring to the quality of Vedana. Yeah, remember, that's channel two, that's about pleasure and displeasure, that's about liking and not liking, that's about agreeable and not agreeable. Now, this judgment whether something is pleasurable, interesting, agreeable, likable or not likable, this is something the mind does. It happens very quickly, and it happens with every aspect of our experience. A sound, something in you likes it, doesn't like it. A thought, something in you likes it, doesn't like it. A sensation, something in you likes it, doesn't like it. Sorry. So, when you find today in your practice of breathing that the mind has wandered off, when you find that the mind is going somewhere else than what you have agreed with yourself, you're not just taking it back to the breath again, or to your posture, but also you're asking question. Did it go off to something that was pleasurable or something that was unpleasant? Yeah. So you want to know not what it was that distracted you, but you want to know whether it is pleasant or whether it is unpleasant. And then you bring back the mind. In fact, there's another question you're asking here. So you're basically asking two questions. You're also asking, was it of a mental nature? Is it something that came up in the mind as a memory, as a fantasy, as an image, as a conception, a word? Or is it something that has to do with my other five senses? Yeah. Namely, what I hear, what I taste, what I smell, what I touch, what I, you know. So, you meditate as usual, Kaya Nupassana, Anapanasati, mindfulness of the breath. If all goes well, we don't do this exercise. If you find that the mind slips away, wanders off, strays around, and you notice the mind does that, then you say, okay, fine, this is not what my exercise is. And secondly, you ask, now what exactly was it? Was this a pleasant distraction, or was it an unpleasant distraction? Was it mental in nature? Namely, did it come up in my mind? Or is it coming to my experience from the five other senses? Just these two questions. No analysis. You don't need to make lists. You know. If you have strong experiences in your while you move, while you go about, eat, take showers, and so forth, work, notice if the mind has strong movements towards pleasant, unpleasant. Take note of this. I've asked you yesterday to take note of the difference between sense contact, the impingement of your sensory sensibility, and the mind's reaction. Sometimes this reaction is just is anger. Sometimes this reaction is impatience. Yeah. So there are many things happening in our experience, and we're not just interested in sensation as such. We're also interested in our reaction to sensation. So for Vedana practice, which you'll understand more in a moment, it is crucial that you learn to actually acknowledge that something in our mind goes ooh, and or goes oh, yeah. So this we want to acknowledge, and also we want to acknowledge the source of that Vedana. We want to acknowledge, is it something that pops up from inside the mind, or is it something that happens to touch us from outside? Yeah, so please do this exercise. Generally, breath as usual. When you find distracted, you note pleasant distraction, unpleasant distraction, mental distraction, or external distraction. Yeah? If you find you go through your things during the day, you note that the mind moves. There's a very quick judgment of things as being interesting, agreeable, likable, or the opposite. That happens every moment. Most of the time we don't notice this. Like now, it's time for you to take a look at this, and I ask you not to investigate, I ask you not to analyze, I ask you not to think about these things. I ask you to take note and come back to the breathing. Yeah? So all we do is we get some acquaintance with the nature of our distractions. Whether you're more distracted by things you like, or whether you're more distracted by things you don't like. Where your distractions live, whether they live in your mind or whether they live elsewhere. Yeah? The Pali word Vedana, as I said, has no good English translation. I'm using the term feeling tone, which is an artificial word. Like all artificial words, it's slightly strange, but at least it doesn't pretend. Vedana is something we can use with a normal term. Yeah. Some translators say feeling and some say sensations, and both are actually not true. So bear with the artificiality of this term and go for the actual experience of this. So if I say feeling tone, this is what I mean. I mean, is what I just experienced right now, either in the body or in the mind, is that pleasurable or not pleasurable? There are neutral ones, theoretically, but practically they don't seem to play a big role. Because even the subtly pleasurable and the subtly unpleasurable one, we tend to miss. So for those of you who want to be precise, yes, there are neutral Vedana, there are adukamasukha Vedana, which are neither pleasant nor painful, but they seem at this stage of the practice not to play a very significant role. So having said this, I wish you bon appetit and happy hunting of Vedanas, yeah?